Greetings, everyone. This is the first of a number of short 5-minute voice notes, and the aim is simply to provide some help to you if you're struggling with some of the concepts. So we'll be dealing with some concepts like outcomes, where we'll be talking about how to teach each of the 37 outcomes, and we'll have a slot if you want to send questions. So today we are going to focus on the first topic, and we've chosen the topic of outcomes. Not surprisingly, because of course our program consists of 37 outcomes. Now some of you live in countries where the concept of outcome is a very strange thing, because your syllabus at school, your curriculum, doesn't have that word. A good definition of outcome would be a statement that describes significant and essential learning that learners have achieved and can reliably demonstrate at the end of a course or program. In other words, the learning outcomes identify what the learner will know and be able to do by the end of a course or program. Now, we have 37 outcomes, so that means that at the end of the program, your students should be able to accurately and reliably demonstrate what those outcomes are asking them to do. It is the same as when one goes for a driver's license test. The outcome that the examiner has set is perhaps the student will be able to drive the car competently. And by competently, he means that he has a set of standards that he's going to measure you by when you do the test. Now, he's not interested in how you got to the point where you came for the test. Some of you will have learned through a driving school. Some will have learned from their father or your uncle or something like that. But for the examiner, that's not the key issue. The key issue is, can the student drive the car competently? If you can, you pass. And it's exactly the same with the 37 outcomes. We're not concerned how you get your students to the point where they can demonstrate the outcomes. What we are concerned about is, can they do it? Can they actually show reliably that they can do what the outcome requires them to do? So, you can use any material you like. Some of you have existing programs, and that's wonderful. Some of you don't have materials. And so for that reason, when you enrolled, we sent you comprehensive notes which will help you to teach the outcomes if you want to use the material. It's not compulsory by any means, but it seems that most people are using the comprehensive notes. Now, if you do have your own program, then of course the first step would be to compare what outcomes you have already taught in your program with the 37. And if there are some missing, which there probably are, what you have to do is teach the ones that are missing so that you can make up the 37 in our program. Once you have seen that a student can successfully demonstrate what the outcomes require, you simply fill out the assessment sheet, you send it to us, and then we will issue the certificate. So that's what outcomes are. In case you missed it the first time, they are statements that describe significant and essential learning that learners have achieved and can reliably demonstrate at the end of the course or program. If you have any questions, you're welcome to contact me. Thank you so much.